Track D3. Exercise 8. Reading. Read the text and answer the questions in your own words. You can listen to the audio to check the pronunciation of difficult words. Genetic engineering is a relatively new scientific technique. The first organism to be genetically modified in 1973 was an E. coli bacterium whose DNA was injected with the gene for antibiotic resistance. Genetic engineering involves a series of important steps. 1. The DNA in the gene of interest must be isolated from the cell. To do this, the cell is split open using a mild detergent and proteases are added to remove histones, proteins, associated with the DNA. 2. The DNA must be cut open to remove the gene of interest with restriction enzymes that will act only on a particular sequence of the DNA. 3. The gene is inserted into another piece of DNA called a vector, which is usually a bacterial plasmid, a circular piece of DNA most bacteria possess in addition to their normal DNA. Vectors can also be viruses. An enzyme called ligase is responsible for joining the cut ends of the gene with the cut ends of the vector. This new piece of DNA is a combination of the desired gene and a vector and is called recombinant DNA. Although humans have been manipulating organisms for millennia, genetic engineering simplifies and targets manipulation in an unprecedented way. Transgenic plants and animals are generated with characteristics that cannot be obtained using traditional breeding methods. Unlike organisms generated by selective breeding, transgenic or recombinant organisms, by definition, contain genes from other species. Genetic engineering techniques are used to generate recombinant DNA, which contains sequences from different organisms. This DNA then becomes incorporated into a host so that it can be passed to subsequent generations.